Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, welcome once again this week. You know, I'm so excited. You guys have been awesome. I've loved the attendance lately. We've had tons of people listening to our podcast just in the last week alone. It's like been huge. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this with us. I mean, my whole goal is obviously to help you create freedom and cash flow today. I mean, that's it. That's why I'm your anti-financial advisor. That's why I'm here to do what I'm here to do, because the thing is that there's a lot of crappy advice out there. There's a lot of stuff that just isn't working. And I know you want something different. You want something that helps you, whether it be in your business, whether it be with your money, whether it just be in general, where you want to create more wealth and more prosperity now. So glad to have you on and be able to have you partake in this. Today, I want to talk to you. I want to ask you a question. I mean, are your retirement accounts failing you? Do you have like IRAs and 401ks and RRSPs if you're Canadian or whatever it might be? Are your accounts failing you? Are your mutual funds failing you? If you have things in the stock market, I want you to ask yourself, how's it doing? And this got inspired because just the other day, just yesterday, in fact, or yesterday from the day of this recording, I had a client that called me up, said, "Hey, Chris, we need a review. It's been a few years. I haven't talked to you lately. I want to get an update. I want to make sure I'm on the right track and how things are going." And he was asking me about a different question. He was actually asking me about his life insurance, which it had built up to tens of thousands of dollars in just the last few years. I was pretty impressed. I started asking him about the other money, like his retirement accounts. And I was like, "Yeah, how are these doing? Like, you got savings and stuff in there. Like, what's that other money doing?" And I had mentioned to him back in 2014, I said, "Hey, you know, we might want to look at getting this into some secure, safe stuff, you know, not just, you know, into something that is going to go crazy." And so we talked about that, but you know, I never got to follow up to see how he was doing, and found out that he actually hadn't moved his money. It was still with the same broker. And when we looked at it, he said, "Well, let me look at this. I haven't looked at this all year either." And then he looked at it and he said, "Oh man." And what we'd found out is that he'd actually, of the accounts that he had lost nearly 10% in just the last year in those accounts. Now, here's the crazy thing is that if we had looked at the stock market from 1 year ago before then, looking at it from day to day, just the stock market was just barely down like a fraction of a percent. It was like a third of a percent, but he was down almost 10%. And I'm like, okay, there's something going on here. And one, obviously the funds that he was in weren't doing very well, right? There's no doubt. And by the way, it's actually pretty common. In fact, they say over 90 some odd percent of the time, your money that you have with brokers and managers and things like that will do worse than the stock market. Worse. On top of that, I know he's got fees that he's paying too, because you're paying fees on your retirement funds. Most people don't even think about this. They think about the stock market, but you realize that you're paying fees each and every year. And I've had several clients lately that they're like, "Whoa, I even know I had these fees. Holy cow, I'm paying for what? What am I getting out of this? What real value am I getting?" And so, you know, when you think of money leaks, most people don't think about, you know, most people think of money leaks of like, you know, watching your budget and things like that. And sure, that's part of it. But a big leak can happen right under your nose if you've got money sitting around, and especially if you're not paying attention to it. Remember, the law of attention states that whatever you put your attention towards expands and grows. But when you ignore your money, or even a part of your money, don't expect it to stick around. And that's exactly what happened to him. You could tell he wasn't too happy about it. He wasn't very thrilled, for obvious reasons. He shouldn't have lost that money at all. I mean, what would it be like if you lost 10%, even though the market's flat? What would happen if we hadn't looked at it and then the market tanked another 10 or 20%? How much would he have lost then? How much more would he have lost? See, that's the stuff, people, that I want to protect against. That's the stuff that so many people are falling prey to. And the hardest part right now is that when the market's been kind of up and down, but it's been very sideways, you know, slightly down, but not much from its high, right? See, people are afraid to jump out. They're like, well, I haven't really lost a lot of money, so I don't want to get out now. But I've just made a little bit of money back from those lows a few months ago. I'm telling you, this is why human nature, people get burned in the stock market. This is why people delay their retirements 10 to 15 years because they think it's going to keep going up a certain direction and then it doesn't. And I told them, I said, hey, look at the last several years. The market went up about 6 years in a row, almost seven. It just barely went down in 2015, barely, just a fraction of a percent. And now even this year, it's been kind of, it's been about breaking even, right? Depending on which day you're listening to this, that's probably the day. It's either could be higher, lower, or the same. But either way, it hasn't done much this year either. And I said, the likelihood is there's the Wall Street waltz. Numbers will show that whenever there's two up years, there's one down year. So if we've had six up years in a row, almost seven, what do you think the future might hold? Well, if the market goes down, I mean, that's like, easily 2 to 3 years, right? Now, here's the problem. The worst thing, and I told him this, and it really brought up a big point for me that I want to share with you guys here, is that the point of this is it could be worse than that. See, two or three down years is not great, but usually it'll take another few years to get back to breaking even. 5 to 7 years, typical, sometimes 10 plus years before you break even. What's interesting is that the worst thing that can happen is that it doesn't go down. See, when the market doesn't go down, it could do like what it did in the entire decades of the 70s where it was flat. It didn't go up or down. It was just flat. This is why the stock market wasn't very popular. By the way, the 80s, it got more popular because financial institutions got smart. They said, hey, what if we got retirements for people rather than people rely on pensions, which was changing? What if we got people invest money in the stock market? So all of a sudden in the 80s, the stock market started shooting up. And then especially in the 90s, it started going up a lot more. But the 70s was totally flat. The stock market wasn't looked as anything that great when you just bought mutual funds. If you wanted to be in the stock market, you bought stocks. You bought real stocks, not mutual funds. But that's all changed now. The problem is, though, you got a lot of people retiring, people pulling money out. The market's not going up because the people don't want to buy in the market right now. It doesn't matter if it's Brexit. It doesn't matter what's going on. There's always some excuse about why it goes up or why it goes down. There'll be news tomorrow, probably. I've seen right now up to the record of this podcast, it's been 3 up days in a row after Brexit. Well, likelihood is probably tomorrow we'll see a down day. That's just how the nature goes. And so I don't want people to get comfortable to the point where you lose money. That could be your biggest money leak. And I've had many, many people come to me lately that their biggest money leak hasn't been just taxes. It hasn't been debt. Hasn't even been that they're tracking money or not. Their biggest money leak has been money that they're losing in savings because they're not managing it well. And here's the thing. If it goes flat, yeah, you don't lose money. But the thing is, you've lost opportunity. There's a lost opportunity cost. You could have been making money during that period of time. You could have been making a lot of money during that period of time. So some people might say, well, at least my retirement accounts haven't gone down much. Yeah, but you've lost thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars the last few years because you haven't done anything with it. So my advice to you, and I know I'm going to make this short and sweet, but my advice to you is become proactive. Don't ignore, look at your money. Don't do like what some of my clients have done where they ignore it. And then I have to be like, hey, I warned you. Now we've lost money. In fact, I told this guy, I'm like, well, the net that you've lost, you almost lost exactly as much as what you paid me a few years back, and he already made his money back from tax savings alone from what he paid me. And even told me on that call, he's like, man, that was so worthwhile. Great investment. But he could have had more of a return on that investment, which I want because I want people to get good results. And so I don't want you guys to fall in that same place. And so if you're at the place you say, well, I don't know what to do with my money. I don't know where to go. And that's why I've just been staying where I'm at. And that's very common. It's just, okay, well, I don't know what to do. So it's better to make no decision than any decision at all or make the wrong decision. Well, the thing is, no decision can still be the wrong decision. And so, yeah, if you've got questions, if you're wondering, you know, that's where I recommend you message me, you reach out to me, you know, keep following and listening to this stuff. I mean, you can email me chris@moneyripples.com and you can talk about it a little bit. I'm telling you, there is so much more that you could be doing, so much more that can create freedom and cash flow and real wealth today. Something that you could say, like, rather than hoping and praying in 40 or 50 years you retire, because even if you only got 10 years left, that's probably how much more time you need. You know, even if that's what you're aiming for right now, we could get that in 5 to 10 years if you do it right. And if you have the right mindset and the right strategies behind it, this can all work in your favor. So anyways, I'm going to be short and sweet today, guys. I want you guys to get the biggest bang for your buck. My thing is, as a voice of warning, is watch out. Like, watch out for those leaks. Watch out for the leaks in your retirement accounts. Not just from what the market can do, but what the fees that they're charging you for not making any money anyways is doing. So you got to be warned of that. Like, look after that. Look at your accounts. See what you've got going on there. And if you've got questions, if you want alternatives, let me know. This is Chris Miles signing off here once again. Everybody have a great and prosperous week. And also be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. We'll see you later, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.